भगवद्गीता 7.21 यो यो यां यां तनुं भक्तः श्रद्धयार्चितुम् इच्छति तस्य तस्याचलां श्रद्धां तामेव विदधाम्यहम्। यो यो कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग इन दिस सेक्शन अबाउट डेमिगॉड वर्शिप फ्रॉम 7.20 to 23. In the previous verse he stated how when people's knowledge is stolen by desire, then instead of worshipping him, they worship other devatas. Anya devata. Kama ista ista irita jnana prapadyante anya devata tam tam yamamasthaya prakrityanyata svaya. In this verse, he continues on the discussion by stating that they worship, how they worship? Yo-yo yam-yam tanum bhakta. Whichever tanu, whichever form they desire to worship, shraddhaya architum icchati, with faith they desire to worship. Tasya tasya achalam shraddham, in that particular form, in that particular devata, achalam shraddham, firm faith, tamev vidadhamyaham. I grant such faith to them. The implication of this verse is that devotion, even to the devatas, is a result of Krishna's arrangement, even Krishna's, you could say, mercy. It is Krishna who gives faith to the demigod worshippers to worship the devatas. Why would Krishna do such a thing? Because that is what will lead to their gradual elevation. The inclusiveness of the Vedic path is such that it offers both gradual and rapid pathways for progress. So for those who want to worship, who want to move forward rapidly beyond the clutches of the material modes, beyond the shackles of material nature, and those who want to realize and relish their spiritual nature, for them, mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. For them it is recommended that they just surrender to Krishna. That is the rapid way up. But for those who, for whatever reason, are not ready to take that rapid way up, Krishna doesn't condemn them, reject them, sentence them to hell. We see in the Abrahamic religions, there is the idea that you have to worship this particular representative of God, son of God, messenger of God, and then you are delivered. And if you don't worship, then you are on your way to hell. So this sort of digital logic, my way or the highway, not just the highway, but the hell way, we could say, the way to hell. The Gita does not endorse this sort of polarity. The Gita reveals a vision of God who is much more accommodating and what he does is, he offers intermediaries between himself and us, and these intermediaries, they are also at one level substitutes, surrogates, alternatives. The idea is that when we strive to turn towards Krishna, it is not easy for many people to surrender to Him. And of course, if someone gets the association of devotees, then surrender becomes extremely easy, relatively easier rather, as compared to the complexity of other processes. But for whatever reason, if someone is not able to surrender to Krishna, then Krishna offers alternatives so that people can keep moving towards Him even when they are not able to directly move towards Him. If somebody can't progress by direct devotion to Krishna, then they can progress by indirect devotion to Krishna's representatives. Suppose there's a father. We know in the Bible there is the story of the prodigal son, that the father leaves. When the father, when the son leaves, the father eagerly awaits and joyfully welcomes the son back. Although the son has rebelled, rejected the father, squandered the father's wealth, disgraced the father's name, and yet when the son comes, the father welcomes. So this definitely demonstrates God's love for all of us. And the basic motive of this prodigal son story applies to all the world's theistic religions. At the same time, there's also an understanding that God does much more than waiting patiently and welcoming joyfully. God proactively strives to assist even when the soul is away. So, for example, in the prodigal son story, it is stated that the son was wandering here and there and everywhere, unable to find any way to move on. And the father helps the father. So the prodigal son, it is the son who is caught in working for a pig sty owner who makes him feed pigs who bite him and who makes him eat the same food that the pigs are eating. And in this way, the person suffers, the prodigal son suffers. So now the Gita reveals the vision of a God who helps the soul. So the soul's devotion is misdirected. God helps by helping the soul to turn towards Krishna and attain Krishna. So this is done through the systematic process of the practice of Devata Puja. So demigods are not just administrative assistants in Krishna's cosmic administration, just as there might be a council of ministers who may help a king. But along with that, the demigods are also surrogates, just like the father can be, the son can be at home provided for by the father. But if the son is not ready to be with the father, then the father may send some other representative. Oh, maybe if the father is a king, the king may send a minister. And the minister tells the son, instead of working for such a cruel master, why don't you work for me? I'll pay you better. I'll offer you better working and living conditions. And like that, the devatas offer the soul opportunities,
and the soul accepts these opportunities, it's like the minister says, come back to my holdings, my land, and there you can work for me. So in this way, the son has come back to the father's kingdom and is indirectly under the father's care. Not yet at home, but still within the kingdom. So like that, when the soul starts worshipping the devatas, indirectly the soul is in... in Krishna's care through the being in the care of the devatas. Now, of course, if the son is intelligent, son would directly come back to the father itself. But that is not the level right now. So that's why Krishna has told him, Kama istaista ritagyana. So now Krishna is so kind that Krishna gives faith for the worship of the devatas. So it's like, depending on the mood of the son may like one minister and not like another minister. So Krishna is saying that yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta, whichever minister, the soul wants to worship, Krishna makes that faith strong. So Krishna's idea is, Krishna's concern is somehow let the soul be elevated, somehow the soul let me gradually come back to the safety of my shelter. So how the system of demigod worship works further, we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.